Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from worldwide. I'm Sterling. This show is being recorded on Saturday, February 1st, 2025, and will be posted to the channel on Sunday, February 2nd, 2025. As always, these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual counsel, ETs, famous people from history, so for entertainment purposes only. Also, if you'd like to reach me, it's very easy to do so. Just go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the Book a Session tab. I think there's dates available now in July, August, and September of 2025. And additionally, if you'd like to interact with us live on our live streams on Fridays, we have a platinum membership available, and you can find the join button on the front page of the YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, or on our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. So, pleasure to be with everybody. Wonderful. Lots of things going on, obviously, in politics and the news. We had kind of a rocky last 2 weeks because of the Los Angeles fires. Good to be back with everybody. I'm pleased to report that nearly all the fires are 100% contained, including the Palisades fire, the Malibu fire. So, a lot of destruction. I think 10,000 structures were destroyed during those fires. So, sending out a lot of love, light, prayers to everybody that was deeply affected, and at least glad we're starting the process now, kind of the long process of everybody recovering. So a lot of people's hearts are broken. We're out. We really want to send tremendous amount of love and light to everybody that they find the peace they need to kind of move through those disasters. Thank you all for the concerns that you sent out to my wife Linda and I. So on that note, kind of let's get going on a very busy show here today. I want to take some time first off, kind of the top of the show here before we get into the countdown. And it's probably worth noting that there were 500 questions again placed on our community board for this week. I think right now my wife goes through them and we reduced them down to 64 questions I'll answer in a countdown. But I did want to spend some time talking about the election, presidential election, and the things that my team shared with me. So a lot of concerns about the election. My team does still stand by decertification for 47. But what I'm going to tell you is that my team was talking to me this week about what I'm going to call the AIMS strategy. And that's just, if you think about the letters AIM and S, I'll call it the AIMS strategy. I see that there's a four-phase approach to what's going on before us here. So let me kind of talk you through that. So phase one, that's the A in the word AIMS. That really stands for the analysis that's ongoing now by a lot of major data science groups, international groups, and NATO. So a lot of analysis of all the election data, what was supposed to be, what ended up being, really a loss of almost 20 million votes. So a lot of analysis going on that's been going on now for weeks, right? Ever since the election. We're now getting ready to step into what I call phase two. So that's the I in the word AIMS. But that stands for things like International Criminal Court, in addition to NATO, which is obviously The Hague. And that is really developing the specific charges against a specific individual in the election process. So we're moving into something that feels more like a Manchurian candidate. Now, for those of you not familiar with it, Manchurian Candidate was a novel put out in 1959. It was then made subsequently into a movie in 1962 and 2004. The 1962 version had Frank Sinatra in it. But essentially, the premise of the movie was that there was an intelligence official and fighting in wars overseas that was brainwashed by Chinese and Soviet communist regimes, and then came back to the U.S. unknowingly, had been brainwashed, and came into U.S. intelligence organizations. So this phase two that NATO, ICC are working on, not just the interference of the election, but the fact that effectively it's like having a Manchurian candidate in office here. So something interesting that my team would brought up that referenced that movie, The Manchurian Candidate. As we move forward into phase three, that would be the M in the word AIMS. That this has to do with military movement and coordination among the U.S. to effectively start the removal of 47. So we've got some issues here going on around how all this is going to get executed, but there's some military involvement here. I don't want to scare anybody. But you know, when you have some treasonous behavior and things going on, there are other things. This is the first time this U.S. nation has gone through this, so you know, it's a first for everything that we'll all work through this. But I do see the M being involved in kind of military movements, so to speak, and this is all going to happen by late summer 2025. The last letter, right, is the word S, which really stands for separation from the presidency, decertification, what that ends up meaning in terms of the legal process, how it all plays out. But this is also combined with what I see is serious health problems coming up for 47, that as we get towards the end of this year, or say third quarter, fourth quarter, big health problems, and everything collectively leads to an exit to the Middle East within late 2025. So I see a lot of these things playing out, but I thought it'd be helpful to talk about what I call the AIM strategy, four-phase strategy, AIM and S. So I hope that's helpful for everybody to kind of strategically put some framework around what's going on and kind of understand the other things that kind of everybody's going through. Okay, next, the top of the show here, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the recent airline aircraft incidents. And I just spent some time talking with my angels and guides and a lot of extended spiritual masters on the other side. And I think it's always important to kind of lay out what's going on here. So what they told me is that, you know, both these incidents we saw here, the Black Hawk and American Airlines aircraft over the Potomac, as well as the recent medevac Learjet accident, these were deliberate, but for different reasons. The first one over the Potomac had to do with a deliberate action by a member, the Black Hawk. I hate to bring this out here. The second was sabotage. So this looks like, to me, for entertainment purposes only, some sort of an explosion aboard the Learjet. But this is like sabotage. So these were deliberate acts. But why were they deliberate acts? My team is saying that this is messaging being sent from overseas to kind of watch out. These are things being done necessarily like in the backyard of the Northeast corridor, very close to the White House. And these are messages being sent, clear messages that nobody's unreachable. I can reach you. And it's very unfortunate. I mean, a lot of love has to be sent to all these families going through this tragedy. But this is the government already understands kind of what's going on here. It's not always released completely to the public. But these are some deliberate acts. These are not just random accidents, okay? They're going to get to the bottom of this. But this is all part of kind of an entangled mess that we're going through here regarding a lot of offshore influence. In the election process and the offshore influence that is affecting half a dozen other countries. NATO is already aware of all this. So I kind of want to bring that up. But so I think that that's enough right now, kind of on those incidents, but I did want to address them because they're all over the news right now. So I'm going to send out a lot of love and light and prayers for everybody involved that all the right information is revealed at the right time. Okay. On that note, let's push forward and get into the countdown that we have here for today's show of 65 questions. I'm sorry, 65 overall, after my wife sifting through more than 500. Okay. Number 65, hi, Sterling and team. Federal workers are being required to return to the office immediately, but there is not enough office space to accommodate everyone. Even federal employees who were hired as remote and don't live near an office are being required to return to the office. Do you see this mandate being reversed eventually, with telework and remote work being reinstated for government employees? Well, I do see the mandate being challenged by a number of courts, and it looks like it's not going to play out so that everybody's going to return to office. Because you're right, there's going to be some court challenges here that are going to destabilize this request, slow it down, stop it even eventually. So I don't see it actually going into effect overall. I think that's important for a lot of people because many people, you know, are in a real-time way very concerned about this. So allow this to play out in some of the courts here. 64, 47 has a list of generals he wants to purge from the military. Will he be successful, and what will the Pentagon do? You know, I do see him being successful in removing approximately a dozen generals here. But you know, I do see like somehow the generals will eventually be allowed to return or get all their benefits back or something here. So it's like a reconciliation that occurs. So it's a bit of a rocky ride here. But I do see some sort of reconciliation for these generals. But it looks like about a dozen of them are going to be affected. 63. Kamala's husband, Doug Emhoff, has taken a position with a law firm that has offices in New York and LA. And in December, he was seen house hunting in New York. Does this mean that Kamala Harris will not become president in 2025? I don't see this as a direct correlation. I know that her husband, Doug, actually, had a position with an entertainment law firm for a lot of years. I think when they were living in Brentwood. So I think this continuation of a lot of that. So I wouldn't read too much into that. But Doug had a very successful entertainment law career. I still see that continuing here. He's going to balance a number of things here. So don't read what's going on with the house hunting into how the election's going to play out. Okay. 62. Hello, Sterling. I live in Ontario, Canada. It's a hotbed of concerns from 47's tariffs, annexation, federal party leadership, and snap elections. Elon Musk is supporting Ontario's right-wing leaning party, and our democracy is being challenged. How does it look for Canada? So we've read on this before, but I do see that, Canada is going to be moving towards far, right-wing politics for a while, for a number of years here. It's very unfortunate, but it's going to take like another 5 years for it to all calm down. So there's kind of a right-wing wave going across a lot of political entities and countries worldwide. And in Canada, unfortunately, he's going to experience some of this. 61, the countdown. Did the Biden administration know the election was stolen in advance of the inauguration and whether they made a specific decision not to contest it? Yes, I mean, they were advised of the challenges to the election and the information that international organizations had, but they didn't feel like they had enough of it to put together the right kind of a legal or a foundation case. So it's coming. But yeah, this is going to be led by NATO, ICC, and various other US organizations. So you're going to see all this play out. This gets back to that Ames strategy I was talking about at the top of the show. Okay, 60 in the countdown. What do you see with the banks? Will the administration try to close down the FDIC? Yes, it looks like in the short term they're going to try to close it down and put it under a lot of duress, but I do see it coming back again, and maybe under the same name, or it looks like a lot of the banks themselves are going to push hard to have this as guarantees for the depositors because it helps move their business forward. So it looks like it's going to be a threat, but no later than like late 2025, early 2026, looks like it'll kind of get restored, okay? 59, with so many millionaires and oligarchs moving their companies to Texas, what's the future of Texas look like in the next 5 to 20 years? It looks like technology-wise, for the next 5 years, Texas is going to have a bit of resurgence with a lot of investment around this. But then it looks like there's like a decline in technology as other states and other regions, even around the world, get better at artificial intelligence, green technology, even fusion technology. So it looks like a little bit of a resurgence here over a 5 year period for Texas, and then a decline as you get 5 to 20 years. 58. Hello, Sterling. Do we need to worry about bird flu? Again, not a doctor. I just play one on TV. But if your immune system compromised, be very careful. I think that's going to affect something like a few percent, 5% here, in terms of this interaction with a bird flu. It's not going to be a widespread pandemic, but if your immune system is compromised in some way, it's going to be rather difficult. So please take precautions. It's not going to sweep the world or sweep the country in terms of a widespread pandemic. It will affect some food supplies, but my team's saying kind of in a minimal way here. Okay. 57. Who is directing 47 to do these executive orders, hiring, firing, and the like? It's all pre-planned in the document Project 2025 that has been around for decades. So this is part of a cookbook, a strategy book that's been around, but it's really all being driven out of what's in Project 2025. 56. Will the late night talk show comedians like Stephen Colbert or Jimmy Kimmel have to leave the US because of 47's revenge? No, I don't see them having to leave, but they may go through extensive IRS audits. So something that's that tries to be retaliatory. It looks like for some reason my team's saying like IRS audits or something of that nature, but they won't have to leave. 55 in the countdown. What do you see happening with Ukraine now that 47 has been inaugurated? Also, will he put the US out of NATO? You know, I do see the Ukraine war starting to come to a gradual end over the next few months because of lack of resources and strength and ability to sustain the war on Russia's behalf. So it looks like this is, the war is being lost by Russia, and but it looks like Ukraine war will start to wind down as we get further out. And I don't see 47 successfully pulling out of NATO. No. 54, is traditional Chinese medicine supportive of good health and a sound process to follow? So, yeah, again, not a doctor, but my team has always said, they're saying again now, it's very complementary to westernized approaches. So, not to be using, let's say, easternized Chinese medicine to the exclusion of all westernized medicines. It should be complementary, okay? Lots of advances in westernized medicine that are very helpful. 53. You mentioned an upcoming earthquake in Singapore this year, 2025. Can you say when this will happen, how destructive the impact will be? On the Richter scale, it's approximately a 6. And I know this is rare because, like, Singapore normally doesn't have what they call nearby tectonic plates. But yes, it looks like there's something coming for Singapore late in the year, about a 6. I don't think it's going to be massively destructive, but it's going to be a bit upsetting. And it's a rare earth event in that area of the world because, as I said, there's not a lot of tectonic plates. It looks like it's about a 6, might be a little less than a 6. 52, there's a large outbreak of tuberculosis in Kansas, with the flu strain starting to really ramp up in really ramp up. Do you think there will be a problem for the American public? Here again, they're asking about the flu strain, public ramp up. Again, if your immune system compromised, not a doctor. Again, about 5% of the population here has got to have to be very, very careful. That looks like it's gonna be under control by the medical officials. They're gonna get on top of this rather quickly. If it's 5% of the population, so that might affect something like, unfortunately, like 15 million people, 1/5. If your immune system compromised, only too redundant, please be careful. Take precautions. 51, do you see Pete Buttigieg becoming a Michigan state senator? You know, I do. In the 2026 election cycle, they're saying it looks like he will become a state senator. Good for him. 50, hello, Sterling. Do you see destabilization of the US and 47 using chaos and disinformation to cause riots, which he will then declare martial law? Well, I do see riots occurring in many US cities. Unfortunately, it's not going to be overwhelming to the fact that, you'll be able to stay away from them. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of rioting going on in US cities. But eventually, as I said, I see the military getting involved in the removal, right? So you'll be careful here for entertainment purposes only. This is going to play, it's going to play out. The US has not been through anything like this. This is like the rebirth of a nation, things that happened like in 1776 for the US. Okay. 49. Will 47's health issues become public soon? I do see that something like in March, April timeframe of this year, it's going to be apparent that there's some health issues going on neurologically with 47. But this is all going to be part of a larger equation of things going on around 47. 48. Will the DEI programs, that's diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI programs derived from the Civil Rights Act of 1964 be restored? And how will the companies who remove these programs be affected? I don't see them being reinstated in the same way, but they're actually going to be new programs. They'll try to create that same kind of a balance. So they're not going to be restored in the same way, almost reinvented to a certain extent, and kind of renamed, rebranded, kind of be a kind of a different approach to what effectively like the DEI programs are doing. And companies will then adopt those new types of programs. 47, do you see the California coast dropping off into the ocean or Yellowstone erupting in a lifelong event? A life. No, I did not see California dropping the ocean and no major Yellowstone eruption event that would cause the death of millions of people. Not for thousands of years. So eventually it does happen in the Earth's history, but these two events aren't going to happen for thousands of years. 46, does having more lifetimes make you wiser? No, not at all. It actually always has to do with what you came down here to learn, the life experiences you placed on your path. You know, having more lifetimes means that you have more to draw on, but there may be unique experiences you want to learn that may not be connected with being a wiser person or a wiser part of humanity, okay? Very true. Okay, 45 in the countdown. Sterling, I have a very good friend who is experiencing a lot of fear because she has a transgender child. Will this administration follow through on comments to stop gender-affirming care for minors? Yes, unfortunately, that will be stopped for a lot of 2025, and then it'll come back around again in 2026. They'll kind of reestablish gender-affirming care. 44, when extraterrestrials show themselves to us in the near future, which species will they be, and will people be afraid of them? Primarily the ETs that are already here, they're going to show themselves are Palladians, Arcturans, followed by some of the more intelligent grays. And also there'll be some praying mantis beings with some of those highly evolved entities in the universe. But you'll see those primarily those four contingents of extraterrestrial species. 43, hello Sterling. 47 recently froze federal spending, which is being challenged in the courts. His press secretary was unable to answer whether Medicaid would be affected. Will Medicaid and/or food stamps be frozen? If so, will they ever come back? I get the courts are going to continue to challenge the freezing initiative and not allow it to go through. So it looks like it's going to be a little bit of a rocky ride there, but the federal benefits, the federal spending will still continue in many areas. 42, do you see 47 have a major health event in March or April that will necessitate his removal from office? Well, yes, we're actually talking about the four-phase approach at the start of the show. There is something coming up regarding a major health event, March, April timeframe. There is. I just read on it. But there'll be a collective amount of things going on around 47 that'll eventually move him towards removal. 41. My husband was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease a year ago. As you can imagine, I'm anxious whether actions by 47 will change the timelines for CRISPR research and availability of effective treatments. Will this happen? No, I don't see the timelines being a change in any great way around genetic engineering and CRISPR technology. A lot of the funding is being done by private concerns, private companies, not just all federally funded. So, yeah, it's going to move forward because the private sector is actually investing a lot in these areas. 40. In light of the Tuskegee Airmen situation with the Air Force, are they trying to erase Black history from the history books? Will we be able to restore it? Well, you cannot change the history. The history is what it is, actually. There could be some attempts to remove it, maybe from some Air Force organization training programs or something. But you can't erase the history. It's there and it's coming back. So it's really more a lot about a lot of dialogue going on, but not effectively removing that history. History's there and people actually acknowledge it. 39, the countdown. Hi, Sterling. Canadian security forces released their election interference report January 28, stating that China and India did in fact interfere in elections and did impact final results. Is this true that their interference had no real impact? No, the interference had a real impact, and this is all coming out in a larger worldwide discussion how offshore entities manipulate elections. So, no, it's actually not true. The ending result there was something that was constructed to try to send a message, kind of a false narrative. 38, what do you see for the future of social media? Will decentralized social media platforms like Blue Sky take over? Well, there will be a landscape of actually several hundred social media platforms as we move out in ensuing years here. There'll be a combination of centralized and decentralized social media platforms. So it'll be a real buffet, so to speak, of a lot of different social media platforms, not necessarily one type or other, centralized or decentralized, a real buffet, a real composite of lots of different types of platforms. And my team is saying there'll be hundreds of platforms. 37, is there a significant event that will happen to 47 in March? I mean, we talked about this several times here, but if you look at the four-phase approach, looks like by late summer, there's definitely a separation from the presidency there. 36, Tripp Lite is an election security company that is certified to provide surge protection devices in most of U.S. election machines. It was obtained by far-right billionaire Leonard Leo in 2020. Did this security company play any part in skewing vote totals in November of 2024? No direct effect by this specific technology. There's other types of technology that were phantomly placed in devices. I want to be careful what I say here. That were then triggered through what they call pilot signals, small programs running in firmware and machines that triggered programs. And those pilot signals, the control signals, were transmitted through satellite services carriers into data centers. So, for entertainment purposes only, but no, this particular power supply technology was not instrumental in kind of creating direct election interference. 35, it's obvious that 47 is dismantling the US government. Will he be impeached? Again, around the same thing here, I see military action, I see ICC, I see NATO involvement. Collectively, all this is going to bring about results that will separate and remove them. Technically, the country's never been through this before in this way, so this is all new ground. And they're asking whether he'll be impeached. That may be one of several legal mechanisms they use or congressional legislative mechanisms, but I do see collectively this is going to be much larger than that even. 34, in 2014, I was at a dolphin encounter in line with other people. The dolphin let everyone else touch her, but four times she arched her back out of my reach. She looked at me in the eye each time. The people on either side of me were able to touch her. Why did she avoid me like this? She sensed there was a fear in you, so she backed off. Animals are very sensitive to your thought patterns. She sensed there was a bit of fear there, and that's why she backed off. 33, hi Sterling. I'm South African and incredibly concerned. 47 overnight canceled ARV treatment for AIDS patients that so many poor infected people globally depend on. Will a white knight come in and save the day? Yes, you're actually going to see several worldwide billionaires step in around the world and start investing in some of these programs out of kind of, goodwill gestures towards humanity. So there's actually other billionaires coming in to support these efforts. 32. Is it possible to have been one of your own ancestors in a previous life, for example, a great-great-grandparent? Yes, it's certainly possible because individuals reincarnate Earth time-wise approximately 80 to 100 years. So if you go back even several hundred years or whatnot, it may not be great-great-grandparent, but it might be another ancestor. But yes, you actually, in many cases, it can be as you're in the unique soul family on the other side, you can come down and incarnate in some other incarnation you already had as part of a continuing life cycle. 31, do dogs and cats have soul contracts? If so, do they actually have a say in who they go to? Yes. Yes to all of the questions posed here. Animals do have a life contract, life path blueprint. Many times they're connected to unique soul families to teach those family lessons. Animals reincarnate even faster cycles. We talk about that all the time. 30, will there ever be a cure for thyroid Hashimoto's disease? Yes, within 8 years. 29. Hello, Sterling. My son and I stayed at purportedly the most haunted hotel in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I took a photo inside our room with a digital camera, and there were tons of orbs of various sizes. I showed my son, and he was scared, so I asked the orbs to leave. And when I took the next picture, all the orbs were gone. There were other spooky events, things that happened in the room that night. Were these the spirits of former Confederate or Yankee soldiers? Yes, absolutely. These were orbs connected with that battlefield event. And camera systems on mobile phones, like iPhones, are very sensitive to the infrared spectrum. So you can see orbs very easily in the infrared spectrum. And yes, they heard you, they reacted. That's why they left. 28. Hello, Sterling. I know Gaza will gradually be rebuilt, but will it be rebuilt to benefit the Palestinians or the wealthy? So it's going to initially be built to benefit the wealthy. So in a way, this is going to benefit that region, the Palestinians, longer term. It's going to bring tourism and hotels, resorts into the area. It may sound counterintuitive, but there'll be some wealthier investment in those areas to try to create some resorts. And then from there, revenue streams coming from tourism and that kind of thing. So it's a very gradual process, but eventually it'll benefit the Palestinians, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, my team's reminding me that that area is going to be moving to a two-state solution, right? That first Israeli conflict that started October 7th was going to last about a year, lasted 15 months. That my team said we move into a time period where they'll be negotiating a two-state solution for the area. 27. Hello, Sterling. 47 is moving very quickly with what he wants to accomplish in the first 2 years. Does he know his days are numbered? Yes, that's why he's moving very quickly right now to make sure he can do as much as he can before the clock runs out. 26. Hello, Sterling. Will Hegseth, right, be removed or resign? Will the military refuse illegal orders? I don't see him being replaced or resigned, but I do see the military acting on behalf of the larger collective of government or what's coming here in terms of kind of the removal of power, right? So don't see him resigning or being removed, but or replaced, but the military is still going to act in a way that's beneficial to the country. Okay. 25. Do you see food shortages within the United States during 2025? You know, nothing overly significant. There's going to be some food shortages, but that'll mean like certain brands of food won't be available. Maybe the selections of food won't be as large. My team is saying there's going to be, say, a wild a famine, but there's going to be, some impacts to the global supply chain. Certain things like avocados coming out of Mexico and whatnot, because we know about the tariffs that are going into place. But I have to tell you, I wouldn't be overly concerned. I just it's not going to create a famine. We're going to have some pressures on the supply chains for food supplies. That's true. 24. Hello, Sterling. When a human passes away and crosses over and experiences a life review, does that human have to experience in some way the cruelty that they perpetrated on our beautiful domestic animals during their lifetime? Yes, absolutely. All life reviews involve the individual experiencing all the good and pain and fear and joy that they deliver to every living entity on the planet. That includes animals, people. Yes, it's very comprehensive life review for everyone so that you can learn from it and move forward. 23. Will 47 disband unions, specifically construction unions? Well, he'll try, but I see it being tied up in a lot of courts going forward here. And the cases for me are going to spring out into 2026. But yeah, he'll try, but it's not going to be successful. 22. Are there souls that want to reincarnate but are still waiting? And are we humans the youngest souls in the universe? So no souls are really waiting. It's all free will on the other side as it is here on Earth. So you're not waiting. If you want to reincarnate, you develop the action plan, you develop the blueprint, you do it. So no souls waiting. Unfortunately, Homo sapiens sapiens, humanity, are the younger, under-evolved souls in the universe. Nearly everything else in the universe is extraterrestrial in nature and is much more highly evolved through millions of years of evolution. 21. Will Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Jeff Bezos pay a price for the roles they are playing now, that they are all bowing to 47? So, I mean, they're not going to serve any jail time, but it does look like their companies, profit-wise, bottom-line-wise, will be affected. So, their services, products, things of that nature, it's going to affect the bottom line. Will it make them go bankrupt, put them out of business? No. But yeah, that the effect that these individuals will see is more in the bottom line, a retraction of the public's endorsement and the purchasing of services and products. Yeah, absolutely. 20. Will the bill, let me see here. 20. Will the bill to amend the Constitution allowing a third term for presidents that 45 is endorsing pass? No, this will not pass. 19. Hello, Sterling. Approximately 12 years ago in the morning, on a perfectly calm and clear day, I was walking in the snow and looked up to the sky, saw two bright lights coming towards me. At first, I thought it was a low-flying small plane approaching the airport, but it made no sound. I stopped to watch it, and it got closer and closer. Then, as it passed over me, the two lights separated and flew off in separate ways at extremely high speed and then disappeared into nowhere. What did I see? This was an extraterrestrial UAP drone doing surveillance of that area. Very common sighting. 18. Hi, Sterling and team. Do extraterrestrials require water to live? Yes, they do require the addition of hydrogen and oxygen, the composition in water as part of their life form. 17. Will there ever be a cure for all types of arthritis? Yes, within 10 years, there'll be the start by 2035 using genetic engineering technology. 16. Hello, Sterling. I was driving on my way home from a road trip and I started feeling tired and like something bad was going to happen. I looked in the back seat. I saw what looked like a different person or apparition. I would blink and look back and would again see the vision. I called my husband, and while I was telling him, I lost control of my vehicle and ended up in a ditch. When I finally made it home, my husband said that when he woke up that morning, he had a feeling that something bad was going to happen. Can you tell me what happened? What was I seeing? This is one of your birth angels showing you the like preventing you from making sure that you understand that their presence was there. It wasn't your time to leave the planet, so making sure that you understood that they were there. This is like more of like making you aware. And a lot of time people will get these kind of warnings from their birth angels. Their job is to keep you on the planet. If it's not your exit time, they'll make sure you don't leave the planet. 15. Do you see pension plan benefits being cut or affected for retirees already receiving Social Security benefits? No, I don't see them being cut, but as I said in past shows, I've indicated they're going to develop kind of a new way of calculating benefits, but in the end result, like the amounts will be the same. So they're going to try to get creative with the way they calculate benefits. The end result will still primarily be the same. 14. Can you let us know if John Bon Jovi will get his voice back and the band will go on tour again? Yes, I'm getting whatever the current surgery was is going through in a rehabilitation process. It may take another 6 months or something, but then the band will be on tour like out into next year, summer or towards the end of next year. Looks like it's like a tour coming back. Okay, 13 the countdown. Hello, Sterling. I've recently seen that China plans to make caretaker robots for the aging population. Does your team foresee these humanoid devices becoming popular in North America? If so, what approximate timeline? Yes, absolutely. Even Tesla has made robots will eventually be caretaker robots. Many companies coming into this space of robotics. By the year 2030, they'll be very prominent in a lot of households, still rather expensive, but you'll see varying versions of them. Some will look very humanoid. Some may look like rolling around, I'll call it trash cans or boxes, but they'll be caretaker robots, and this automation will come into play here very shortly. By 2030, you'll see a lot of them. 12. Will any of the released January Sixers actually wind up being a danger to 47? Well, I do see that, yes, by the summer of 2025, this year, we'll start to see a lot of riots springing up against 47. 11. Hello, Sterling. What happens to babies that are miscarried? On the other side, do they stay babies or grow up? So, all souls that come down, whether they're miscarried or any other artifact thereof, or kind of in their life path, they go back to the other side. Many of them like to show themselves at the age of 6 or 7 years old. I see a lot of that. The majority, yeah, between 3 and 10 years old, but a lot of them 6 or 7 years old. For whatever reason, it seems to be a comfortable age for them to be, and they usually go right back to family. So, I think that's the answer to the question. Are they babies or they grow up? A lot of them still stay in the younger age range that I've seen. 10. Hi, Sterling and team. I was watching a documentary on a whistleblower who said that he worked with people who could physically control the movement of extraterrestrial spacecraft simply using their minds. Are there people in the military, Air Force, or secret intelligence agencies who monitor research, who have captured UAPs, who can really do this? Yes, in a very small number of cases, remember that extraterrestrial ships and extraterrestrials can communicate telepathically. So there are many recorded cases, individuals that can communicate telepathically with ships out in the sky. So, for example, these individuals can say, if you acknowledge me, blink, and you'll see the AT ship blink. You say, look, if you can acknowledge me or hear me, move very rapidly to the right, then back to the left. And somebody might think it's a star in the sky, but you see it radically move to the right and then back to the left really quick. Yes, telepathic communication is very possible with extraterrestrial ships. Actually happens all the time. 9. Hi, Sterling. Eileen Cannon or Aileen Cannon just blocked the DOJ from showing the Jack Smith report to lawmakers, essentially burying it forever. Will this be reversed or leaked? Yes, the report will be shown to the public within 2025, most likely by summer of 2025. 8. Do you see a way in the near future to detect serious diseases like early cancer by doing a routine full body scan, and will it be approved by healthcare insurance? Yes, this is going to be involved the really complete integration of artificial and technology along with new imaging technology. And by 2030, you're going to see a lot of this in use out in hospitals. And yes, it'll be approved because it'll be very fast evaluation. It'll actually save a lot of money. This is why insurance companies, healthcare providers will start approving it, because it'll be fast diagnostics without having to do a whole series or bombardment of medical tests. So my team is just clarifying something here. You'll see a lot of it starting out in 2030, but then a lot of widespread uses by 2035. So I guess some of the costs come down and the technology becomes more cost effective. 7. Hello, Sterling. I recently learned that AI consumes a tremendous amount of water for cooling purposes. Some say we should be avoiding apps like ChatGPT, etc., because we are making climate change advance more rapidly. However, doesn't this advancement of technology also advance humanity as a species? And haven't other advanced ET species faced the same dilemma while with their own societies and technologies? What is the right and moral answer to this conundrum? So AI technology is here to stay. Advances in AI technology will include new types of AI technology, like the recent version invented out of China, just released in the media, uses far less energy. But there's also going to be new desalination technology created that help you utilize seawater, for example, for cooling purposes. So as we move on the trajectory towards advancement in AI technology, it's here to stay. It'll infiltrate every aspect of our society and lives, but there'll be advances made in the efficiency and the cooling process, the amount of energy it takes to operate it. All these advances are coming, okay? So don't think that the current circumstances we have now with tremendous amounts of cooling required, tremendous power, will actually be with us in a decade. It's actually going to change, be more efficient. 6. Hello, Sterling. Will Vivek Ramaswamy run for Ohio governor and will he win? No, I don't see this taking place. I do see him running, they're telling me, but not winning, is what they're telling me. 5. Hi, Sterling and team. Do you see any major ramifications for Southern California Edison, SCE, in relation to the recent wildfires in Southern California? What does their future look like? I do see SCE being consumed for entertainment purpose only with a lot of lawsuits, but they're going to survive them. So there'll be payouts. They'll be able to kind of get to a place where they're not going to go bankrupt, but there are a lot of lawsuits coming, and they'll actually move forward as an organization. So I don't see them being bankrupt or going out of existence based on the wildfires. But there will be a lot of financial remuneration happening with people that were affected by the wildfire. So this is going to drag out for many years in the courts. Four, the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, is being sued by the Federal Union, AFGE, American Federation of Government Employees. Agencies will be expected to disclose a list of federal employees they can fire. I know people who are recent hires at federal agencies, and they would be in their probationary period. Will the AFGE, American Federation of Government Employees, and other lawsuits be able to stall the firing of federal employees? The federal hiring freeze is 90 days at the moment, and I almost expect them to initiate the firing process soon. I see this being stopped or stalled in the courts. So whatever's going on here is going to get dragged out in the courts and stalled or eventually stopped. So a lot of legal battles ahead for this, but it looks like the legal battles are going to be effective. Three in the countdown. Hi, Sterling. I've heard two different messages regarding how we should respond to our government at this time. One message says to visualize the outcome you want to keep. Or I want to see and keep your vibration as elevated as possible while disengaging from the deluge of bad daily news. Another message is to react and speak out, take action, which is most effective? Well, this is a time to speak out and take back your power. And any way you want to do that, call your congressman, write your congressman. This is a time to take action. You want to certainly envision the right, you want to manifest the right outcome for the world and for the nation. But it is time to not sit back. It's time to take action, okay? Time for everyone to stand up. And number two and number one, the countdown. I always take notes before I start these shows, so I'll read those back to you. Number two, what do you see coming up next week? New information coming out from the international organizations like the ICC, Global Countries, NATO, relative to the 2024 election interference. We talked about that in that four-phase strategy, the AIM strategy at the top of the show. I see new mandates for deportation taking shape in various cities, but sanctuary cities will be saved. So big efforts like saving sanctuary cities. Also, I want, this is a footnote here, I want everyone to be careful with the federal buyout offer. I'm getting that, got that this morning, since there's actually no funding or budgets in place to kind of support those federal employee exit packages. So please, everybody, be very careful. The budgets are not there. The money's not there. Okay. This is kind of a misdirection and a ploy to create greater chaos. Also, here, last but not least, information on the two airline accidents will start to be revealed as not just accidents. Please keep in mind that there are going to be some additional, like two more airline accidents in the US. I never like to see this. And I certainly hope that this is all wrong. But I didn't want to bring this up. My team said, kind of need to bring this out so that there are two more additional airline accidents coming up here in the US. And I'd love to be wrong. So please call me out if it's wrong. Don't want to be right on this one. Okay. Number one in the countdown. Do you have anything your guides want to share? Now is the time we are playing an important role in the world's history. Take control, do not stand in fear, and manifest the world's outcome that we all envision. So, on that note, that concludes the show being recorded today for in Saturday. We record here on February 1st, 2025. Be posted to the channel on Sunday, February 2nd, 2025. Again, if you need to reach me, just simply go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com, look for the Book a Session tab. Again, dates available July, August, and September of this year. Again, if you want to be involved in our live streams or have access to hundreds of videos up under our membership, our Platinum membership, there is a join button on the front page of the YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. On that note, I'm going to send out a lot of goodwill and tremendous love to you and your families. Take care. I will see you all again very soon.